Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Dating Talk with matchmaker and dating coach Kiki Strickland. Single ladies, for advice on dating and relationships, join us here every Saturday. And check out KikiStrickland.com for products and services for the single who wants to be married. And now, here's Kiki.
Hello, ladies. It's Kiki Strickland, the married in 2 years or less dating coach, working with singles since 2006. Well, ladies, you know that 2015 and 2016 were both very great years for my clients. We had two marriages in 2015 and two marriages in 2016. And who's next? It's now 2017. You should be next to get married. I am taking on a few new clients this spring and summer, so sign up for a free 15-minute consultation to see if this program is a fit for you. You can do that by going to my website at KikiStrickland.com and look under program. We have some great events coming up. We are having flirt night, and we're calling it Mastering Mingling, especially for you shy ladies out there. Our next flirt night is April 21st, which is next Friday, and this time it will be in Northern Virginia. You can register for that under events at KikiStrickland.com. We are about to leave for our Paris trip in 2 weeks. It is on April 26th through May 1st. It is not too late. If you are ready to purchase in full, you can still join the 10 of us going to Paris. We are also going to Italy, Venice, Florence, and Rome for Labor Day week. That's in September. We're also doing a cruise to the Bahamas. This is for sisters and BFFs. So bring your best friend or your sister for our cruise out of Baltimore in December. We are also doing a New Year's Eve trip to Hawaii. And you can find out all about these trips, the cost, and all of the details under events and travel at my website at KikiStrickland.com. All right, so let's get into the show. You guys know I have been doing a series called How She Met Her Husband. I'm interviewing married women and having them share on how they found their Mr. Right. I know that many of you single ladies out there want to know how to find your right fit, and that's what I'm here for, to help you in my coaching practice. You figure out where the type of men you want to date are, how to meet them, how to start dating them, and ultimately get engaged and then married. I am here to help you every step of the way. I help you navigate the process from dating to engagement to marriage. Now, these women are already married, and we just want to hear how they happen to meet their husbands, because it's always great to hear others' stories to inspire you and to give you the encouragement that you need. It will happen for you, ladies. Keep the faith, keep hope alive, and get the help you need by working with me. This week, we are bringing you Aziza Jones, who is a licensed clinical social worker. Her psychotherapy practice is called Envision Therapeutic Services. You can find out more about all that she offers at her website, which is envision-ings.com. So it's envisionings.com. Let me spell that again. It's envision-ings.com. Aziza is taking on new clients, so if you are looking for a counselor or to do some therapy, she takes virtual clients, she does video calls, of course, phone works. So check out her website for more information. And now, here is the interview on how Aziza met her husband. I am here with Aziza Jones. Aziza, before you get into how you met your husband, let's talk about you and your background and what you do.
Oh, okay. So I am a licensed clinical social worker. I'm the owner of Envision Therapeutic Services, as well as the chief psychotherapist. It's a private psychotherapy practice where I do a lot of coaching, as well as training of other mental health professionals, and lay people around professional development, and just issues related to healing. And I also have a social justice plan that I incorporate into the work I do. In addition, I also have a corporate position in which I supervise other mental health clinicians that are offering clinical care to military families and active duty military.
Awesome, awesome. So your background is in social work?
Yes, I'm a licensed clinical social worker.
Got it, got it. And where did you go to school?
I'm a graduate of the Smith College School for Social Work up in Northampton, Massachusetts. And then for undergrad, I went to a tiny women's college that is no longer a women's college, Hood College up in Frederick, Maryland.
Got it, got it. All right. And I know that your story is a little different. You were actually traveling and living and working in Japan at the time that you met the man that is now your husband.
Yes.
Please tell us how that all came about and went down.
Yeah, so before I was the supervisor for those mental health clinicians offering mental health services to the military, I was one of those clinicians on the ground. And I was actually living and working at an Air Force base just outside of Tokyo. And I kept going back. I was initially supposed to go and work for about 5 months and come home and work for a little bit at an Army base here stateside, and I was supposed to go to Korea. Well, Korea just fell through. No matter what I did, I couldn't get the appropriate work visa despite all the trying, and my supervisor said to me, I know you just left there, but would you want to go back to Japan? And I was like, sure, that's no problem. And it felt like I had a divine appointment in Japan the second time around. And I couldn't figure out what it was. I did a lot of work on myself just to really heal personally. I'd been in a pretty bad relationship before that, and I just had kind of made up my mind that I was going to push the reset button and work on myself and really rediscover myself and be happy with myself again. And that before I invited somebody else in to take part of my personal party, they had to, like, be on the guest list. They had to meet the criteria to get past that velvet rope, so to speak. And so I just really probably spent the better part of 6-7 months just dating myself, having a good time, being open to every new experience I could find, which isn't hard when you're overseas because a lot of the experiences are new. And I made new friends, and I met new people, and that was actually how I met my husband. A mutual friend ended up introducing us and kind of been hesitant to go. I was just like, oh, I don't know if I'm going to go out. And she was persistent, and I finally said, you know what, okay, why am I being like this? I'm supposed to be being open to new experiences, so I'm just going to go out and going to have a good time. And the next thing I knew, we had a really fun dinner. And Maxwell and I just hit it off, and we decided that we would go out on our own, not as a part of the group, the next day and get to know each other a little bit better, and we've pretty much been together ever since.
I love it. I love it. So you are African-American, and you were living in Japan. How long were you in Japan?
It ended up being with some trips back to the States off and on, 2.5 years.
2.5 years. And you ended up meeting someone in Japan who is now your husband. And please tell us a little bit about him. He's from Africa?
Yeah. So my husband is from Ghana.
Ghana.
And
right.
We met in Japan. So everybody gets very confused because, of course, the first question that people ask, of course, is like, oh, you met your husband in Japan? Is he Japanese? I'm like, no.
Exactly. Right. But
so,
now he's still Ghana.
Yeah, he had moved to Japan. I guess he lived there for about 10 years before I met him. And he came there to find work. And so he'd been living in Japan for a long while. And I had no idea that there was even an African community in Japan. And so this mutual friend of ours had kind of met people in Tap Unity. And she really introduced me to him and to the community as well. So it was nice to have a different cultural experience in Japan than what I expected.
Love it, love it, love it. So I know this is fairly new. You guys are still newlyweds.
Mm-hmm.
When did you get married? Just last year.
We got
year,
married,
right?
Yeah, October 21st of 2016. So we're right. Coming up on our 6-month anniversary.
Oh, my goodness. Well, congratulations. That's awesome. I'm so happy
Thank
for you.
You.
So, you know, my listeners are mainly all single women who are still looking for their Mr. Right. Some are not even open to online dating. So, and I think your story is amazing, how you were actually somewhere else but open. You said you had done a little bit of work on yourself,
mm-hmm.
but you were trying new things, new experiences, and someone wanted to introduce you to someone, and you were open to that. I love how you were open. Let's talk about any advice you would give some of the ladies who are listening who want to be more open, want to find that special someone, but I don't know, maybe they're scared, maybe they're hindering themselves in some kind of way. What would you say to them?
You know, so now I've kind of switched hats. I've got on my mental health clinician hat right now. I think it's so important if you're looking for a healthy relationship, a long-term relationship, that you yourself are healthy and whole coming into it. So my first response would be absolutely work on yourself. Fix your blind spots. If you are closed off, then maybe something else is going on besides just being nervous about trying new things and putting yourself out there. Maybe you have some self-esteem issues that you need to address, or maybe some unhealed parts, damage that was done in previous relationships that you need to heal before you bring that baggage into the next one. So my first piece of advice, work on yourself. And then the second piece of advice is be open. You never, ever know where or when or how you will end up meeting somebody. And so now I'm going to take my mental health clinician hat off and put my more spiritual hat on. For me, I'm a person of faith, and I just believe our paths are set. And that saying, if you want to see God laugh, let him hear man's plans. I kind of made up my mind. I was like, well, I really want to get married. I really want to have a relationship. So I told myself I was going to stay in Japan for another year, save some money, enjoy Japan, and then I was going to go back to the U.S. because I wanted to have a husband that looked like me. I don't speak Japanese. I haven't successfully made any real Japanese friends or tight connections with the Japanese community. I was like, I'm not getting married here. It's not going to happen. And of course, exactly the opposite happened. I actually met Maxwell about 6 weeks before I was scheduled to leave. And so my boss ended up asking me to extend him for another 3 weeks. And so I took it as a sign that I was moving in the right direction with Maxwell and that we should continue. And I prayed and prayed and prayed about what would happen during the time that we were separated, but it actually turned out to be a blessing in disguise. We were actually separated for about 9 months where I had to come back to the U.S. and work. And he, of course, was staying in Japan. And it gave us a chance to really get to know each other. And it really cemented for me that this man really wants me in his life. If he's willing to endure this time difference and he never misses a call and he always checks on me, my family could even set their watch by his phone call. Like, they all knew, okay, oh, no, wait, that's Max's time. She's not going to talk to us right then because he was busy. And so just being open and being consistent. And, you know, when somebody shows you who they are, believe them, even when it's for the best. I think if you've been through some bad relationships, sometimes it's hard to actually believe, oh, this person really is the real deal. Trust your gut, and you'll know when you find them.
That's awesome. That is so awesome. And it was long distance for a while then. I didn't even know that part. That's great.
Yeah.
And you said you could tell, though, that he was really into you and he wanted things to work out. And all of his actions followed that.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful. Oh, oh, what a blessing. So all of my ladies out there who are not even open to somebody who's like in another state, here's someone who met someone in another country while she was traveling and then had to come back here and be apart from him for several months, and it still all worked out. And now you both live here, back in the D.C. area, correct?
We actually just moved back to D.C. in January, so we are getting acclimated, and this is actually Maxwell's first time in the U.S., so everything is brand new for him, so that's been fun, too. To take him around and say, hey, look at this and look at that. So we're playing tourist and trying to get settled too. So
wonderful. And I think you also had mentioned that he was actually praying for a wife.
Yeah, yeah. So both of us were praying for spouses, and I think maybe me in a more roundabout way, because I was just like, Lord, I definitely want a spouse, but I want the spouse you have for me. I don't want anybody different. So if that takes 2 months or 2 years or 20 years, then fine, so be it, whatever it is. And I had no inkling that I would find him or he would find me, however it worked, within a matter of months. I literally can remember writing in my journal probably around November of 2015 that I was really going to set my intention. I'm sorry, 2014, that I was setting my intention for 2015, that I would chase love the way I chased my career in 2015. And I met Maxwell on January 2nd. So, and he told me on our second date, he's like, I'm going to marry you. And I kind of laughed and I was just like, okay. I didn't really know what to say. I was like, well, I'm glad you think so highly of me. And he's just like, yeah, I'm going to marry you. But, and I just told him today, like, by probably date number three or date number four, I was convinced, too. Like, I was like, oh, okay, I'm going to marry this guy. I don't know how that's going to work, because I have to leave Japan in 3 weeks, but I'm going to marry this guy.
That is so awesome. Well, this has been Aziza Jones. Thank you, Aziza, so much for being on the show.
Oh, thank you for inviting me. It was fun.
And again, that was Aziza Jones of Envision Therapeutic Services. Her website, once again, is Envision with an E dash INGS.com. Aziza is having an event on May 7th, Books and Brunch, at Succotash at the National Harbor. It says, hungry for stimulating discussion and good food? Meet other visionaries for Books and Brunch at 10 a.m. on Sunday, May 7th. Go to her website because you must RSVP and have a great time. Find out more about Aziza. She mentioned working on yourself. So, again, if you are looking for someone to do that work with and you need a professional, check out her website and see if maybe she would be a good fit for you as a therapist. All right, ladies, I am looking for other women, other married women that are willing to share their stories on how they met their husbands. So please contact me at my website if you know someone that is interested in being on the show, kikistrickland.com. Don't forget all the trips that I mentioned, Paris, Italy, Hawaii, our cruise to the Bahamas out of Baltimore. We are also doing Martha's Vineyard again this June, and I have 3 spots open for that. So contact me for more information. And if it is finally time for you to get some help for your love life, don't forget about my Married in 2 Years or Less program. All right, come back for more shows on dating and relating. This has been Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. Happy dating.
Thank you for tuning in to Dating Talk with Kiki Strickland. check out KikiStrickland.com for more information and to sign up for a free consultation with the Married in 2 Years or Less Dating Coach. Happy dating!